is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ops Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here's your host, Michael Spears.
Good morning and welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Ops Pizza, and by Cunningham Jewelers, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Jeff Herron. Good morning, Coach. How are you today?
I'm good, Mike. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well, thank you. So, Coach, last Friday was another great evening for those of us who are fans of this team. But we don't obviously see things through a coach's lens. Tell us about your thoughts from the 51-7 victory over the New Hampstead Phoenix.
Well, you know, I can't say that I wasn't pleased. I think we took another step forward, and, you know, it wasn't perfect. And that was kind of my message to them at the halftime, you know, that we had played pretty well, but we still had some mistakes we needed to clean up, and, you know, we needed to try to come back out in the second half and be focused. But, you know, I thought we played pretty well, and, you know, probably the best that all three phases have played on a Friday night so far. New Hampstead had a good football team,
sure,
and some good players. But, you know, we were clicking early and kind of got them behind.
So what parts were you most pleased with?
Well, nothing in, you know, specific. Our defense has continued to improve. Offensively, you know, the same thing. I mean, we're making less mental mistakes, and we've been executing pretty well. And, you know, our kicking game has,
sure,
you know, been consistent all year long. So, you know, the thing I was most pleased with, just continued improvement.
Fantastic. And the converse of that, what did you see that you think needs the most work before your next outing?
Well, felt like that our kids still, like most high school kids, is, you know, even when I was coaching college, they would do it. But, you know, you start to get a pretty good lead, and you, all of a sudden that emotion you had and all that energy you had kind of wanes a little,
sure,
bit. And, you know, I hate that. That drives me crazy as a coach to see us relax. You know, you can relax after the game, but, you know, we want to keep the hammer down, you know, the pedal on the floor there during the game. And I felt like we did that, you know, certainly right before the half. You know,
sure,
I felt like we had relaxed a little bit and let them get a little momentum. You know, and it happened again in the second half a little bit, but not as bad as it had been. And, you know, something else I was pleased with, our younger guys had their first JV game on Thursday, first game of the year for them. And, you know, while it didn't go the way we planned, it was a good hard-fought game with Ware. But when we put them in the game on Friday night, they played much better than they did the Friday before against Glenn. And, you know, you don't ever want to put them in there and, you know, just go downhill,
sure,
fast. You know, certainly I thought our younger guys played a little better.
You know, a question that I get asked sometimes that I always think I'd probably want to ask one of y'all just to be sure, but when you've got some kids that play JV and then play varsity, what's the requirement for how much they can play in a week's time? Is it five quarters or six quarters?
Actually,
like
six.
Six, okay.
In the state of Georgia, you can play in six quarters. Now, one play constitutes a quarter.
Wow.
So if you go in for one play, you've burnt that quarter. So it starts over on Friday nights, which was a change maybe 20 years ago that was a good change, because it used to be if you played on Thursday and then you played too many quarters on Friday, you had to forfeit the varsity game.
Oh, my goodness.
They finally wised up and said, oh, we'll start to count on Friday. So, you know, kids that we played two, you know, quarters on Friday, now they can still play an entire JV game the next week. But if they play three quarters, then they can only play three in a JV game. So we have to be careful with that.
Sure.
And, you know, typically we're not going to sub. We're not going to sub in the first half unless we just have to.
Right.
Because if we do that, then it means they can't play the entire JV game.
Got it. Okay. This is the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, so your sophomore quarterback, Parks Riendo, played nearly the entire game. He looked to have played pretty well from, you know, I say our press box stats. You know, Coach Chastain and I are just kind of writing stuff down on paper as we see it. So admittedly, it may not be 100% correct as we go through some of what it appeared to us. But I had him at 10 for 14 passing with 169 yards thereabout and a touchdown. How do you feel about how he ran your offense?
Well, you know, he had another good game, you know, and I think actually officially he was 11 out of 14,
okay,
maybe. And I think the week before he'd been like 10 out of 12, you know, or something like that. But he's completing passes at a high rate, and that's good. It's good for our offense. But he's got a lot of talent around him that's helping him there, too. And, you know, our running backs played well, our offensive line blocked well. So the entire offense got a little bit better.
So, you know, we noticed, and you said this a little bit, we noticed that the ball was in the air a little bit more this week compared to, you know, some of the previous games over the first 3 weeks. Was that the plan beforehand, or was that just based on what the defense gave you?
Well, you know, again, we always try to take what they're giving us, but we felt like they were giving us stuff, and they executed it well. So, you know, one of the great things about our offense, a lot of people don't realize, is that, you know, it gives us great opportunities in the passing game because people have to commit their secondary to stopping the run. And so we get a lot of one-on-one situations. And,
right.
You know, and we've got some kids that can exploit that this year.
Fantastic. More to come on the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org. Here at Cunningham Jewelers, we are like you and we are Friday Night Light fans. Come find that special gift for that special person no matter your budget. At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't settle for the field goal. We help you punch it in for the touchdown. So come on down to Cunningham Jewelers and let our friendly staff help you go for two. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Ops Pizza. We spoke about this a little bit last week, and you mentioned it this morning. You know, your offensive line continues to play really well from what we see, paving the way for big yards on both rushing and receiving. You know, what do you see from them?
Well, I think they've really improved probably as much as any group on our team. And you know, playing offensive line in our offense is not easy. There are all kinds of checks every play. I mean, you know, they have on every play, just about every lineman we have will have a four-part rule.
Okay.
And, you know, they have to go specifically, you know, okay, if somebody's in my gap, I have them. If that's not there, then I have a down box. If that's not there, then I go to the backer. You know, all the rules are like that. And so they have to learn those, and then they have to apply them in a split second,
sure,
you know, when somebody moves and stuff. So it's not easy to play offensive line for us. And the kids we've got there have got to be intelligent and hardworking and selfless. But they've really improved, and the mental mistakes have gone down, which in turn makes us look better on offense.
That's fantastic, and it seems to show. So many of your offensive weapons put up great numbers this week. And, you know, those skill players get so much of the recognition for what the stats sheet, you know, what the stat sheet reads. So we talked about Parks, 11 of 14, 169 yards and a touchdown. Jaden Daly, I've got him for 9 carries, 87 yards and 3 touchdowns. Jordan Hardy had a great game. 5 carries, 127 yards, 2 touchdowns. And Jamar Lee, as always, 2 catches, 65 yards and a touchdown, 3 carries, 61 yards. And then Elias has really started to, you know, come up big the last couple of games, it seems. So 4 catches and 57 yards for him. And, you know, the question is that, you know, football is obviously the ultimate team game. And on all of those plays where they get this recognition, there's 10 other people out there that are really kind of making that go. You know, what else goes into making a big play that the fans don't see or don't recognize? You know, that pulling guard or that wide receiver blocking down the field type of thing.
Well, you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, in our offense, you know, there's two things that a lot of people don't have in their offense that we do, that we have to do to make us successful. And one of them is our fakes. You know, because on every play we run, you know, we're faking the ball to somebody.
Sure.
You know, it's a part of who we are and what we do. And, you know, we tell them all the time, it takes no talent to fake. You know, you can all be great at that aspect. But for our offense to be the best it can be, we have to be great at carrying out our fakes. And it's just a little extra effort. And then the second part of that, you know, it doesn't matter what offense you run. When you see big plays, explosive plays, it's usually because other people are downfield, you know, working for you, especially in the run game.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we spend a lot of time, you know, what we call it's cutoff blocks, where I'm on the backside of a play, but yet if I can get myself down there in front of the running back and make a block downfield, then the chances of us going from a 5-yard gain to a 50-yard gain increase. And that's two things we ask out of our offense every week.
All right, let's talk about this Wildcat defense for a little bit. So Cooper Thornhill seems to keep doing his thing. He was averaging 11 tackles per game coming into last Friday. He may have even had more tackles than that against New Hampstead. I think I had him for at least 11, like I said, on my tabulation sheet there. He also had a fantastic pass breakup at one point where he got in there and knocked the ball away. And then you separately, he almost had that interception as well. What's it like to have a leader like him on your team?
Well, Cooper's doing a great job as a leader and a player. And, you know, I told someone earlier this morning that he didn't play well early, but he had a lot of pressure on him. You know, we were asking him to assume the role of Jake Lindsey.
Sure.
And, you know, Jake's
big shoes to fill.
Know, yeah, Jake's, you know, one of those just special ones that come along. And we were asking Cooper to try to fill that void of being the on-the-field leader, the guy that's making all the checks, and then play well. And that's hard to do. And he's certainly improved. He's gotten better at it each week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's also helped him that we've had some more guys on defense that have started to step up and be those types of leaders as well. And, you know, I think that's had a big difference in how our team's playing on defense, that we're getting better because, you know, our leadership has improved.
So we haven't heard a lot about him, you know, getting college looks or offers, but, I mean, they have to be there for a guy like him, right? And you thinking he's going to play on the next level at some point?
Yeah, you know, he's got some offers.
Okay.
You know, they're mainly, you know, academic-type schools.
Yeah, smart kid.
Football,
yeah.
Because he's such a great student. You know, he Cooper's not going to play in the SEC,
sure,
or anything like that, but he does have a bright future in college football somewhere.
Fantastic. What about your, you know, your linebacking core as a whole there? They seem to be pretty solid.
Well, you know, we kind of consider, you know, we got 2 outside linebackers, 2 inside linebackers, mm-hmm. and we've rotated a lot of kids around.
Yes.
You know, Cooper's been the most consistent one there, but you know, we get a little bit better at the other spots, but now it's been like popcorn there sometimes trying to find the right guys. So
I like that analogy.
None of them are perfect right now.
Of course.
And we're still making way too mistakes at the other positions. But we think we got the right guys there. We just got to get better at what we do.
Sure. So you're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Friday, we also saw great efforts from a lot of kids on that defense. Dylan Higginbotham, Denigel Cooper, Antonio Laws, Kanan Graham, the sophomore David Coleman, amongst others. What does this defense need to do to improve upon what you see?
We're just becoming more consistent because, you know, there were plays, you know, other night that we just totally blew assignments still. You know, now it's nothing as bad as it was the first 2 weeks.
Yes, sir.
But we're still making mental busts on defense. And, you know, defense is about getting lined up right and doing the right thing and then running to the football. And if you can do those three things, you're usually going to be pretty good. And, you know, we had, I could see in my mind two or three big plays that we had given up in the first half, and it was just simply because one guy did not do the right assignment. And, you know, that one guy was different all three times.
Right.
But, you know, we've got to eliminate those mistakes, and that's how we're going to get better on defense, to just become mentally better.
Okay. The kicking game, my goodness, Gabe Kaysen, 7 touchbacks on Friday. And, I think kind of to the casual fan, you know, they might think, wow, you know, no big deal, it's a kickoff. But, I mean, what a weapon that is to be able to prevent, you know, 7 kick returns from the other team.
Well, you know, I would be willing to bet that if somebody had 7 actual kickoff returns against you, they'd probably break one of them, you know. So him being able to kick the ball in the end zone is a huge weapon. In high school football, that's huge, because the odds of a high school offense starting on their own 20-yard line and going 80 yards are less than 50%. So if you can put an offense on the 20-yard line and say, okay, you got to go 80 yards to score, it increases your chances of winning. So Gabe being able to put the ball in the end zone on kickoffs is huge for us.
Sure. And I mean, obviously, in high school football, if the ball goes into the end zone at all, it can't be run out. So that really is fantastic what that young man is doing. We noticed you got Bryson in there, Bryson Osgood, kicking some as well on field goals and extra points. What are your thoughts about him? It seems like you got really two solid kickers there.
Well, yeah, you know, actually probably got 5.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, 2 younger kids and another senior, Aiden Tesh, who, you know, Aiden is an excellent kicker as well.
Of course.
A very good punter. So it's made all of them better, the competition. You know, Bryson doesn't have quite as strong a leg as Gabe, but he's extremely accurate from short range, and that's why I think you've seen him a little bit more here lately.
I think he's, you know, 3 of 3 maybe at this point. I don't know that he's missed one, so that's exciting to see those young men out there competing. All right, shifting gears a little bit. So the Cougars, and I think I got that right, the Cougars of Sunset Academy Canyons come in this week. They're coming up to Chris Gilman on Friday, all the way from Boynton Beach, Florida, and it's homecoming for the Wildcats. What do you expect out of this Somerset team?
We really don't know what to expect. You know, when we agreed to play them, we had a team drop us middle of July.
Right.
And actually, it was during the dead week, and I was up in Tennessee relaxing, and I get a phone call saying, yeah, we can't play you. And I'm sitting here thinking, well,
what are we going to do?
We can't find somebody in July to play. Well, we advertised, and Somerset Canyon's coach called and said, yes, we're very interested in playing. So I looked at them on film from last year, and I thought, well, okay, you know, this would be a good homecoming opponent for us.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, or fortunately, if you're a fan, I guess, they've done some great recruiting in the offseason, and they don't look anything like the team that they looked like last year.
The record sure seems different this year than it was last.
They beat the fool out of 2 teams in the first 2 games, and then lost a close one, but they still scored a ton of points this Friday. So they're very sound on defense. They've got some offensive weapons that, you know, just can go to the house at any time. And their kicking game is solid.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't see that with Florida schools, but they're well coached. And, you know, again, a lot of teams that are on their roster this year were not on that roster last year. And so you never know what you get when you play a Florida team, and this is no exception.
Have you been able to see a little bit of film on them and anybody that you might be looking out for this year? I know there's a bunch of new kids with them this year.
Well, we certainly, you know, we've seen all their games and watched them. So, you know, we know what they've been doing. But, you know, the quarterback, number 2, Jaden Harrington, I mean, he's averaging like 270 yards a game passing.
Wow.
Right now. They got a running back, number 3, Tristan Johnson, that's, you know, he's a little bowling ball. He's like 5'10", 190, kind of reminds you of Jaden Daly.
Sure.
But he's a good running back. And, you know, those two, you know, are really good. And then they've got 4 receivers that, you know, everybody in Florida's got speed.
Yes.
And they've got 4 receivers that can really go. Number 11, Tegan Brisky, and he's probably the biggest, maybe the kind of their deep threat guy. And you know, the first game of the season, first play of the year, they threw an 80-yard bomb to him, and he outran everybody. So they've got skill kids, and like everybody in Florida always does, but they've also got some pretty good-looking linemen.
All right, we'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The best low country boil in Southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck's Seafood, 107 Altama in Brunswick, right beside Dan Vaden. Takeout available, 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Wildcats.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
All right, welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show. Goodness, with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Mr. Shuck's Seafood. So we talked a little bit about them, Coach. What are you expecting from our men this week?
Well, hopefully we'll see more improvement. You know, that's been our focus, and I've told them, you know, our opponent right now is us. We have to keep fighting us, and we have to keep getting better. You know, and just trying to make a little bit of improvement each day because, you know, our region's coming up pretty soon, and we know that's going to be tough, you know. So what Somerset has, what Atlantic Coast has, you know, we have to deal with that. But we know that Richmond Hill and Colquitt and Valdosta and Lowndes are going to be really, really good, and so we can't stay the same right now. You know, we're either going to get better or we're going to get worse.
Sure.
And hopefully we're going to continue to get better.
How have practices been? On Sundays, I know y'all come in and do some film work. Do y'all do you get out and do some work outside on Sundays as well? Or
we don't. We, you know, we watch film and we meet about the game and, you know, give out their helmet stickers, you know, and all the fun stuff. And,
right. Sure.
The mother's huddle, get some donuts. So Sundays are, you know, relaxing. You know, watch film, but talk about, try to fix mistakes that we have. But we don't do anything physical. So, you know, practice has been okay. I mean, we had to go inside yesterday. We got storms. Storms, you know, predicted every afternoon this week. So, you know, we'll see. It's been crazy. It's been a crazy year between the heat and the thunderstorms. We haven't had a, quote, normal week of practice yet.
So when you have a couple of wins like the last two, you know, where you get, you know, pretty substantial margin of victory there, do they, you talked about them, you know, maybe relaxing a little bit, but do they start to kind of feel themselves, you know, and you've got to reel that in some, you know, when, you know, don't you use the term too big for your britches, or just start getting overconfident? You know, these teams we're playing have been good competition, but like you mentioned around the corner, you know, the big boys come in as well. So is that confidence good, or does it become a liability at some point?
A wise, older gentleman that was a coach when I first started coaching, when I was a first-year head coach, he told me this, and I've never forgotten it. He said, "I'd rather fight the big head than the dead head." And, you know, I want our guys to be confident.
Sure.
You know, I want them to feel good about how they're playing and stuff. And, you know, we play better when we are. And, you know, now there is that line there that you can't cross. I mean, you know, being confident is different than being conceited.
Yes, sir.
And we want our kids confident, but we don't want them to be conceited.
All right, so we're now a third of the way through the season, Coach. So would you say that you're where you thought you would be or where you had hoped you would be at this point?
Well, I'd hoped we'd been 4-0 instead of 3-1, you know, but we're not. You know, it's hard to say. A guy asked me earlier this morning, he said, you know, say it's a report card, what's your grade, you know, going to be? And, you know, I think he's wanting me to say A or B or C or something. I said, it's an I. It's incomplete.
Absolutely.
We don't.
Great answer.
We were good enough last week to beat New Hampstead, and we were good enough the week before to beat Glenn Academy. Right now, we need to be good enough to beat Somerset, and you know, we need to be getting ourselves good enough to beat the teams in our region. So it's incomplete. We're still trying to improve, and you know, again, I think our kids are smart enough to know they're a fairly mature bunch, and yeah. I think they understand that you know what lies ahead, and that we must continue to improve.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, so how's the overall health of the team this far? Now that we're four games in, is anyone banged up? Or you got anybody that's out that's close to coming back?
Well, you know, honestly, we've been pretty lucky so far, and hopefully we can continue that. But no, we're about the same as we were.
Okay. All right, last question, Coach. You know, it's homecoming, you know, it's an exciting week at school for the kids. But from what Coach Chastain talked about, it can be a dreaded week for head coaches or coaches in general, for administration. In general, how do you typically handle homecoming week and all that comes along with that with the guys?
Well, you know, I used to hate it. I used to think it was just, you know, all we need to worry about is the game or whatever. But as I've matured or whatever, I guess maybe I've noticed, you know, our kids really enjoy it. You know, they dressed up like cowboys today, you know, and
oh,
they
goodness.
Dressed up in red, white, and blue yesterday. And, you know, those things, it's important to them. And,
sure.
You know, we want them to have fun. We want them to have a good experience. And, you know, now you got to temper that with, they got to remember that the most important thing that we do on homecoming week is win the football game. But, you know, again, if they can have a little fun in school along the way, those are the things, as you, Mike, I'm sure you remember. You know, I don't remember what I did in English class very often, but I remember what we did homecoming week. And, you know,
I would agree with that.
Rallies and things like that.
Yes,
so,
sir.
This is a great time of their life, and we want them to enjoy it.
Coach, thank you so much for giving me a couple minutes again this morning. I always appreciate your time more than you know. So, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us on the Camden County Coaches Show with Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears, signing off.